This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I was saying a little bit ago, there were about 2 million fewer jobs in bars and restaurants in October than there were before the pandemic, which means there are a whole lot of unemployed bartenders and waitstaff competing for the jobs that are left. That's people like Neil Cairns, one of the 10 who we've been following in our series about the American labor force. It's called The United States of Work. The bar in Portland, Oregon, where Neil worked, closed temporarily in the spring. It reopened in the summer and then shut its doors for good in August. Neil, it is good to talk to you again.
Pleasure to be back.
How are you, first of all?
I'm doing all right, all things considered. Right now, I am applying for jobs, still looking for work. I've done a couple of interviews, but the interviews have been kind of intense. I've heard from a few different people that they've had, more than 100 applicants to a single job. There's just a lot of people applying for not a lot of jobs. So
what are you going to do, Neil?
That's a really good question. My landlord's been working with us on things like rent and stuff like that. We've actually been paying half rent for a few months now. But, he's also made it clear that come January, we need to be paying full rent or he needs to find somebody else to rent to. So I really don't know what I'm going to do coming up here.
I'm sure you're paying attention to the eviction moratorium that expires at the end of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely looming quickly. So,
Are you getting unemployment benefits? I remember at some point we had talked to you, and it was really tough for you to actually even get those benefits that you were due. Have you been able to fix that?
So yes, recently I did finally start receiving regular unemployment. I've gotten the back pay for it, so that has finally come together. I am actually getting $152 a week for unemployment.
I'm sorry, $152 a week.
Yeah,
that's not going to cover probably even half rent, right?
No, not remotely. No, that's, there were nights I made that much as a bartender. So
this is kind of a sideways question, but go with me here. We talk on Marketplace a lot about uncertainty in business and how that affects what businesses do. It seems to me that this is uncertainty on an extremely personal level. You don't know where you're going to be living in January. You don't know where money's coming from. There are millions of people in this economy like you. I'm amazed you have the wherewithal to get on the phone and talk to me.
Well, I think it's important that it's clear that people know that this is going on. I'm certainly not alone in it. Like you said, there are millions of people across the country who are going through exactly the same situation as me, and plenty who've got it, even harder. So,
do you feel like you've been forgotten?
I'm not sure I was ever noticed in the first place in this economy. I think that we've been trying to do a whole lot of different, kind of half measures to take care of this pandemic. And a lot of that has ended up with people like me, I think, being forgotten.
What does a solution look like to you? I mean, if Congress came out today and said, we've got $3 trillion, how would you want them to spend it?
I think they need to really fully, properly lock down the country and pay people to stay the heck home. A few weeks of a real proper lockdown for any non-essential person, where people don't need to worry about making ends meet, and we'd have a much simpler problem to deal with.
So this is kind of a personal question, but are you sleeping well at night?
No, I don't go to sleep. I wake up a lot. I have really explicit Disney-esque nightmares about needing to get a job. Literally, just having people in my dreams tell me, you're worried because you need to get a job. I don't even have the energy to be creative right now. That's neat.
It doesn't need a whole lot of analysis. It just tells you what it's all about. I don't want to end on a downer, Neil, especially after your Disney-esque dreams, but how much longer can you do this?
I'd say about a month at that point. We don't really have a fallback location to go to if we end up out of a house. I don't own a vehicle right now. I would say that I either need to have some kind of income coming in the next few weeks, or, I really don't know, what's next for me.
We will, we'll call you back in the new year, Neil, and we'll see how you're doing. That's Neil Cairns up in Portland, Oregon, from our series, The United States of Work. Best of luck, Neil. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Kai.